Shanti. So Dadi was saying this morning that today's Murli was very special, and it was Dadi who gave this subject, how to serve through all the four, you know, how to serve in four ways at the same time. And Baba said, serving the self, serving the world, serving through the mind, and serving in the yajna. These are the four types of service which we can do at the same time. Dadi was telling me that you share your experiences living in Madhuban, how you are able to serve in all four ways. And I was churning, yes, I said, because I have to say it on the basis of my own experience. It's true. Living in Madhuban, we can surely serve in all four ways. But in order to serve, the first thought should be, I have to serve. I have to serve. If this thought isn't there, then I cannot do any type of service. Sometimes Baba says that we think only about the self and we do not think about others. Sometimes we think too much about others without thinking about the self. And therefore self-service and world service, both should go together. Sometimes Baba says when you are serving others, you are also serving the self. You are included in it. You don't have to serve yourself separately. Because when you are, for example, I'm speaking. When I'm speaking, I'm also listening. I'm not just only speaking. Because whatever I'm speaking, I'm also able to hear what I'm speaking. It's not I'm only speaking and I can't hear what I'm speaking. So, automatically self-service is included because I'm able to hear too when I'm telling somebody else. But then Baba also says, children, you have to keep a balance. Sometimes we think only of others without thinking of the self. Or sometimes when I'm thinking only of the self, I'm not thinking about others, then I can't really serve the self. Now this is something very interesting. Baba mentions in the Murli sometimes, for example, my stage isn't good. And somebody tells me, my in charge teacher tells me that go and give course, go and explain in the exhibition, or somebody has come, give him the knowledge. And I'll say, no, my stage isn't good. My stage isn't good today, I won't serve. Do you think it is right? Is it right? Because my stage isn't good and therefore I will not serve. Because the thought may be, if I serve and my stage isn't good, then that soul may not be really satisfied. He will not be satisfied and therefore the service will not be of much use. So first I have to make my stage and only then I can serve. So I wait to make my stage and then I'm ready to serve. But then, is that right? Shouldn't I make my stage before I serve? What do you think? Can you just close the curtains, this curtain too? Please. Can I? Do I have to make my stage in order to serve others? What do you think? Supposing my senior told me something which I did not like, and I have, you know, I start crying. Oh, why did she tell me like this? Why did he tell me like this? What does he or she think of herself or himself? And I'm having all negative thoughts. And then all of a sudden, someone comes in the center and I have to serve that person. And I've just shed tears maybe 5 minutes before. Can I still go and serve? Or should I still go and serve? Pardon? So Baba says, it's true. So Baba says, in a second you should be able to set yourself right. In a second. You may be so busy, so busy, so many things to do. You can see those who were in the office today, right from morning, how many people coming? I'm just talking to one person, next one comes. I haven't even finished talking to the one person, the second person comes. Yesterday somebody was speaking to me and someone else came. Well, that person came and I'm speaking to the first person, the second person came, started speaking. Actually the first person got upset. But what is this? Is not manners. When somebody is speaking to someone, the third person should interfere. I said, well, sister, whatever. We have to understand, you know, because like this morning, someone got upset. Why? Because Dadi was giving away gift. And someone took the gift, and then Dadi remembered something and was talking to that person. The second person came to take the gift. And the second person did not get drishti from Dadi. You understand? And just took the gift. But that one got upset. Dadi didn't give me drishti. That means maybe she doesn't like me. maybe she's uninterested. Maybe we are not given that much concern. We are not given that much time. Before, Dadis used to give us so much time. Now we don't get that time, and that one was upset. Now, maybe not upset, but at least the thought came. Now, is that right? I was there, I explained to that person that, see the situation behind it. This morning, how it happened, I never thought I would give class. I went to Dadi and I said, you must give class. I had other plans. We had other plans. But I said, okay, Dadi. And then, we had to give gifts. And then, I told Dadi Rattarmuin, Dadi, will you give gifts today? She said, no, I cannot because I have to go to Shantivan. 12,000 people have come in Shantivan. 12,000. And I don't know, it has never happened before. The first meeting, Indian season meeting, has never been of that many souls. Always it gains momentum at the end, you know. The first group meeting is hardly 5,000, 6,000. But this time, the very first Indian group meeting is 12,000. So probably everybody thinks for how long, you know, destruction is closer maybe. So many are coming. Last minute, you know, message that we are coming, we are coming, we are coming. And that's why double foreigners cannot go to Shantivan because no accommodation. He said, please stay upstairs. Dadi Janki wanted everybody to go down. And Dadi Ratanmohini is the only one down, you know, the real active Dadi. You can understand. And Dadi Janki is upstairs. She said, no, I have to go to Shantivan because 10 o'clock I have to meet people. And Rajasthan, she's in charge of Rajasthan. She has to attend that group. The Sevadharis are Rajasthan. So over 4,000 are just Rajasthan people. And they're all saying, Dadi, when will you come? She said, no, I must go to Madhuban. I have to be there and then I'll come back soon by 10 o'clock. And then here Dadi Janki says, you have to give gift. She said, Dadi, you know. But then I said, no, Dadi has said, therefore you must. She said, okay. Dadi Janki cancelled her class. Because she said, okay, I'll meet in the evening, you know. See how things happen? I'll meet in the evening. She said, okay, fine. And Dadi said, I will give. But she will be over in 10 minutes. I said, most probably. And then she's giving away. And then she remembered something. And someone said, you didn't give me drishti. You didn't give me this. But now, I was explaining to that person that, see, well, in a family, when someone has just one child, that child is spoiled, you know, spoiled child, because all the attention is to that child. Feeding that child, looking after the child, you know, everything, fulfilling all the desires of the child. And then if the second child comes, what happens? The attention is drawn. And the first child is jealous. Oh, why is my mother not giving me that much attention? When the third child comes, then the attention is drawn even further away because the third child has to be looked after. Then the other two are jealous, you know, if the distance between ages is not enough, is quite little. Then the jealousy comes. And as the family grows, then the attention is diverted, definitely. See, in the yajna before, when Baba, Mama and just the children, that's all, 385 children in the yajna for 14 years. 14 years they were together. But at that time, they never thought that they would go and serve in the world. They thought maybe we will be here till the end. Then destruction will take place and we will rule in heaven. The other thoughts were not there at all, and because they got so much love from Baba, Mama, and Baba, Mama said, yes, we will be together till the end and go back home together. So that was what they thought. They took it for granted that this is how we will be till the end, and destruction will happen and all of us will go together and golden age will come. Knowledge wasn't clear. And then after that, when they came here and Baba sent each one out abroad, you know, outside for service, nobody was willing to go. And then Baba started in the yajna. It was a wonderful thing in the drama for the beggary part to start. Had the beggary part not come in the yajna, nobody would have gone out to serve. You know? So the beggary part was like a blessing in disguise for the start of world service. Because at the beginning, nobody really wanted to go, even when they came to Mount Abu. But then, no food to eat, no money. So, as Dadi sometimes shares her experience, food is to be cooked, it has to be served at 12 o'clock, lunch, and at 9 o'clock there's no grains, no wheat, no vegetables, nothing in the kitchen. And Baba is being told, Baba, what to cook today? And Baba says, wait. And how the money comes, and how that money would come in incognito form, an envelope by post, and Baba would say, yes, child, go and buy. You know? So, and then at that time, how the thought came in some, how the negative thought came in some, who knows whether it is really God working here? Who knows? Who knows for how long this yajna will last? You know, who knows? Okay, Baba, we can go out and work and we will earn some money and come back. And Baba would, to some, Baba himself said, yes, you can go. But to some, Baba said, no. Like Dada Chandrahas was sharing his experience the other day. Who attended that class? Yeah. Dada Chandrahas also said, Baba, I can go and serve outside. Baba said, no. You are here, you are, doing the business of jewels. And what will you go there and do business of coal? Here you are getting jewels. The same thing happened with Baba's Laukik son. He was in the yajna. And he told Baba, Baba, I will go out and do some business and earn some money and help the yajna. Baba told him, no. But he did not obey Baba. He did not. He said, I promise you, Baba, I will come back. And when he went, he met somebody, married. You know, you can understand the whole story. His grandson, he's here. He was here some time back. Anyway, but now he feels, oh, why didn't he obey Baba? But then it's like, you know, once you fall and you break your leg, you can never be the same again, can you? Can you be the same again? Running again in the same, with the same strength as you would run had your, you know, when your leg had not broken, or was not broken. So it's different. So the beggary part was actually a blessing in disguise. The weak ones, how it all, you know, they all scattered, and the strong ones remained. The strong ones didn't think of anything else, just Baba and Baba's service. Baba in the yajna would tell them, you have to serve the kings. And they used to wonder, where we will serve the kings? But then later on, when they went on service, they realized that Baba had prepared them in the yajna, prepared them. Though Baba told them, but they did not understand at that time. And then when the right situation came, they realized how they had to serve the world. Dadi Janki was sharing yesterday about service abroad. Nobody wanted to go abroad, nobody. Even now if you tell many Indian sisters, would you like to go and serve abroad? They will not like. They are happy in India. They don't want to. Well, some want to. It's not that all are like. But some want to. And many will say no. Because what food they will get there. Now of course we have Baba centers everywhere. But then in those earlier days there were no centers abroad. So they were so afraid. But the seniors now, like for example, Mohini Ben, Dr. Nirmala, and Sudesh Didi, they went at the beginning. There were no centers, but they went. They went with that courage. And see, they had the aim, we have to do world service. And they went. But then, also self-service. They created that stage and Baba found them appropriate. That's how they could go and do that service. And now the time has come, as time is short, time is running out. We have to do all the four types of service together. Sometimes Baba says that, yes, it's good to do service through words, but how much service can you do through words? You cannot. I remember once one sister came to Dadiji. She came to Dadiji and said, Dadi, Baba says you have to serve the world. But how can we serve the whole world? There are 6 billion people in the world, more than that. And such remote corners of the world, how can we go and serve there? Then Dadi said, don't worry, science will create a method. Science will create a method. This was in the year 1982 or 81. So that was how many years ago? So at that time nobody knew about satellite, nobody knew of these TV channels, nobody knew that how, live broadcasting could be done throughout the world, like we have now. Program took place of jam in London and the whole world could see it and also talk, conferencing was possible. Nobody could have ever thought of it in the year 1981. So when that sister asked Dadiji, Dadi said, probably there will be something outside the earth. Probably. Something outside the earth. And through that, the vibrations will be sent on earth to the whole world. And that's how the service will happen. Dadi couldn't really describe in words, there will be TV and there will be satellite. Maybe these words Dadi did not say. But she said in a very different manner, something going outside the earth and from there sending vibrations. But now we understand, yes, these TV channels, they are doing the work through satellite. So, and this is what Baba says, serving through the mind. To serve through the mind means you have to go beyond, you have to go above. In a second, we have to learn to go beyond. Like Dadi Janki was saying yesterday, that we have to, it should take only 1 second to stabilize your stage. If you take long, then you've had it. You can lose. Therefore now see in motor cars we have power brakes. You know what is power brake? In a second, at that very moment, the brake should be applied. At that very moment, the car should stop. It shouldn't be that I apply the brake here and the car should stop maybe 1 foot away. No, it should stop at that very moment. Only then we can avoid an accident. So in a second, to go beyond. In a second. And what happened in the last moment should be able to be forgotten. Only then we can really go beyond. How do I know that I've gone beyond? If I'm having those waste thoughts, oh, this happened, that happened, if this would not have happened, then that would not have happened, Like Baba was saying in today's Murli. I cannot serve through the mind. I cannot. And that's why we see Dadi Janki, really, she's so great, so wonderful. And though she plans, but then she knows that maybe that plan may not be right. And in a second, she is able to change, and everything works out well. Those with her, they get very disturbed sometimes, you know. Tari, you are always changing your program. You are changing. Tari said, I know. I know. Because she knows best what is good for everybody. But the others may be thinking, oh, but you made the program, why did you change it? But Dadi sir, you have to be ready for everything. And Baba is keep making us ready for everything. Every time Baba keeps telling us, it will happen all of a sudden. Suddenly. So be ready to accept that word suddenly. And be ready to accept any challenge, any time. And how will I be able to accept it? How will I be able to face it when I can go beyond it in a second? If I start questioning, I'll never be able to go beyond, and I'll never be able to do service to the mind. So service of the self, service of the world, service of the yajna, and service to the mind. Why has Baba separated service of world from service through the mind? Actually, service of the mind is service of the world, is it not? Isn't it the same thing? But why has Baba differentiated it? Valerie? Yes. So, there was one Murli, I think, last week or before that, which was read in Madhuban. You know, at that time, why I'm telling this? Because Baba had become avyat. And before that I would say that when the beggary part began, as I told you, many sisters didn't want to go on service. But Baba sent them out. Baba told them that you have to go and open centers. You have to serve. So they were sent out. But then when Baba became avyat, Baba called all the dadis to Madhuban. Because no dadi was in front of Baba except Dadi Prakashmani. And Baba never used to keep any senior sisters in Madhuban. Never. You know, if any senior sister, any good teacher wanted to be in Madhuban, Baba would say that, does it mean that you don't want to serve the world? What will you sit here and do? There's nothing here. You have to serve the world. Baba is here. He is sitting in one place and serving the world, but you have to go out and serve. And then many times children would write to Baba that, Baba, we have opened a center. We need good hands for the center. Send us a few hands. And you know what reply Baba would give? Because at that time, Baba did not allow good teachers to live in Madhuban. Baba would send them outside. So there used to be just 15 to 20 people living in Madhuban only. When Baba left the body in 69, there were only 20 residents of Madhuban. And all those residents were only those who were helping physically in the yajna, that's all. And out of them, at least 5 or 6 were old ladies who could hardly do anything, you know, very aged. And out of those 5 or 6 who were very aged, 2 of them were such that one was blind and one was deaf. And so when that sister wrote to Baba, Baba send us 2 hands, Baba said, yes, Baba has these 2 sisters. If you want them, Baba can send. So one was deaf, one was blind. So Baba used to say, those who say they want to stay in Madhuban, they are the, in Hindi we say, pachharmal. Pachharmal means the waste things. For example, is in a vegetable shop, all the vegetables are very fresh, so whole day the vegetables are being sold. At the end of the day, what remains? When everything is sold out, just the rotten pieces, the rotten fruits, pardon? Rejected. All the rejected things which no customer has taken, that's left at the end, and some are rotten, some are, you know, dried or waste. So Baba, that means that if you want to come and stay in Madhuban, means you are not accepted anywhere in the center, and therefore what can Baba do? So Baba has to keep you in Madhuban. But Baba did not say that directly, but Baba told that soul that we have these two souls, would you want them? Baba is ready to give them. Means Baba did not keep any seniors or any good teachers in Madhuban. Anyway, but when Baba left the body, Avyakt Bap Dada invited everyone to Madhuban, all the dadis. Why Baba invited? Because Baba wanted training programs to start in Madhuban. Before that, there were no training programs in Madhuban. Centers were opening very, very slowly, and sisters would be in the centers, running centers, giving courses in a very simple way. No big melas, just exhibitions, and that was okay. But then, when Baba became Avyakt, this question came up, who will come to Madhuban? Now, at present, Baba was the center of attraction. Everybody would come for Baba. Because all those who came to Madhuban, they saw just Baba whole day. Ate with Baba, heard from Baba, played with Baba. Baba would meet them 10 times during the day. Because just one group, 10 people, and there just 15 Madhuban Nivasis, and so that group which would come to Madhuban was a center of attraction for everyone. Just 10 people. And how much attention they must have been given. Can you imagine? Every day Baba would meet them 5 times. Brahma Bhojan with them, play with them, cricket, badminton, you know, sit on the swing with them, and give them drishti, special toli, you know, everything. So that was their refreshment. And that's what Baba used to say, that you come to Madhuban for refreshment. Dadi remembered 3 words. For refreshment, you come here to fill the clouds so that you can go and burst. You come here to charge your battery. So you come to Madhuban for these 3 things. And then after you have charged yourselves, after you have filled up yourselves, after you have become refreshed, okay, go and do service. But then when Baba became Avyakt, this question came up. Who will come to Madhuban? For what? So Avyakt Bap Dada, when he invited Dadiji and Didiji and put on them the responsibility of running the yagya in a physical way, then Baba gave instructions that now hold training programs in Madhuban, and all the dadis come back and start living in Madhuban. So Dadi Ji, Didi Ji was here, Dadi Janki, Dadi, even Gulzar was there, and Dadi Chandramani, you know, all the senior dadis, at least 20 of them, they started living in Madhuban. And the Madhuban atmosphere again became so powerful, because as it was during Baba's time. And then Baba said, now start training programs for kumaris, for mothers, for brothers, for couples, for teachers, for, you know, everyone. And I tell you my story, that how I was at that time studying in college. I was doing my graduation in science in 1969. So I was one of the, first ones to come in the training for kumaris. We were only 30 kumaris at that time. And all the dadis were my teacher. All the dadis, Dadi Janki, Dadi Gulzar, Didi, Dadi, all were there. And how much sustenance we must have got. We were just 30 of us. 30, you know, a small number. But we felt, oh, the love which we could not get from Baba, because some of them did not even meet Baba. Of course, I met Baba, I got love from Baba, but then many did not. But the dadis gave them. And the dadis were empowered by Baba. How? Every day Baba used to come in Baba's room, Bap Dada, through Dadi Gulzar, and meet the dadis and empower them, how now they are responsible. The work which Baba did alone in Madhuban, now the dadis have to come together and do it in Madhuban. And then, as Dadi was sharing yesterday, that how they went abroad. But then, before that, the dadis were empowered. And the Kumaris, I was in one of the training programs of the Kumaris, and we got so much sustenance from the Dadis. Of course, Baba came 3 times in that program. It was, I think, 1 month training program. And 3 times a week, Baba would come to meet just the Kumaris, just the 30 of us. That's all. You can imagine how much sustenance we got. And then all the 30 of us were ready after 1 month to go on service. This was in the year 1969. But now, everything has changed. Now we have to give training program to hundreds of thousands. You know, one time 100,000 also in a program. I remember when Raj Yoga Camp started in Raj Yoga Bhavan, you know, where some of you may be staying. Why that Bhavan was built? Because first of all, it was all only in this Madhuban complex. Baba said, in Madhuban, only those who are Pakka Brahmins can come and stay. But then a thought came in 1973-74 to Nevebai that yes, Pakka Brahmins can come to Madhuban. But what about those who want to learn meditation? They would also like to come here. This atmosphere is so good, so congenial for meditation. What if outsiders come and they want to learn meditation? They can't be staying in Madhuban. And therefore we got some land outside Madhuban, the Raj Yoga Bhavan and Vigyan Bhavan and Kunj Bhavan, all that land was bought and we got buildings built. And then Nivebai suggestion that we can invite people for Raj Yoga camps. So the Raj Yoga Bhavan, where the upper hall is, who's staying in Raj Yoga Bhavan? So that the little hall inside, that was the first building where we invited people to attend Raj Yoga retreat. And you know how many people came in the first retreat? Just 10 people. Just 10 people. And I was told to conduct a Raj Yoga camp for 10 people, which we do now for 2,000 people, 5,000 people. Just 10 people. And how much we gave them from morning till night, just looking after 10 people. Maybe now it is so in the West. In foreign countries you have retreats and maybe just 10 people come. But in India, in Madhuban, it's not only 10 people, it is 1,000 people. It's a big difference. But then the attention was given. And the thought was that these souls will do world service. So self-service, world service, and then service to the mind and also yajna service. Yajna service is also very important. Baba would say that don't think, oh, if you are giving a lecture, you cannot do physical service. Yajna service means giving a helping hand in everything. How Baba and Mama used to give, yes. Supposing vegetables were to be chopped and there would be no one to chop vegetables, Baba himself would go and start chopping vegetables. And everybody would come to, oh, Baba chopping vegetables, let me go. And they would all go and there would be a group chopping vegetables. Baba, you don't chop, we will do. Baba would say, no, Baba also loves to do yajna service. Mama would go. Mama would, you know, help in chopping vegetables, help in cleaning, help in washing, help in everything. Dadi Janki shared her experience how at the beginning Dadi used to cook for so many souls. But now if Dadi goes to the kitchen, who will allow her to cook? Will anybody say, okay, Dadi cook? No, Dadi, we are cooking. No, those who cook in London, I know that big kitchen, and supposing Dadi wants to cook, will you allow her to cook? Will you? No, she won't. Why? Because we are there, Dadi, don't worry, because you have so much to do. Just one small example, yesterday I was sitting, you know, next to Dadi and maybe translating for somebody. And then Dadi had many thoughts, this. And somebody came and I picked up a chair and just to put it aside. Dadi said, no, this is not your job. The others will do it. This is not your job. And I was wondering, why is Dadi saying that? But then Dadi meant that you have to now think of other things. But then at the beginning, of course, everything was to be done at the same time. Yajna service also at the same time. There were no other outside servants. Now we have so many servants. In the centers, before, everything had to be done by our own hand. I remember when I first started living in the center, I had never washed clothes at home. I had hardly cooked at home because in my house, big family, we were children studying. We never cooked, we never washed clothes, we never swept and swapped. Servants were doing all that job. And when I started living in the center, I had to do everything. We were four Kumaris. Four Kumaris, so one Kumari was to do the washing of all the clothes. One Kumari had to clean the whole house. One Kumari had to do the cooking, you know. Every day, different tasks to do. But that was good for us because in this way we became all-rounders. But then, how things changed for me. Then I went to different centers and I became all-rounder. I studied, I went abroad, did service in Mauritius, Africa. And then when I started living in Madhuban, it was a totally different way of service. Totally different way of service. Because here there are different departments. My kitchen department different. Every department is different. Now I won't go and interfere in any other department because my department is different. I will not say why this is not happening, why that is not happening because that's not my department. So I have my own limits. I will be in that limit only. I have to give classes, I have to conduct programs, I have to give lectures, maybe that way. But then I became restricted to only one. So when I was just restricted to only the internal type of service and not the external service because there would be no time, then a thought came in my mind, well, in the centers we do all-round service. In the centers we do all-round service, don't we? Because that's what we did in the centers. And now living in Madhuban, no need for all-round service because people are washing our clothes, we don't have to wash clothes. People are ironing our clothes, we don't have to wash, we don't have to iron. If we are getting ready, made food, we don't have to cook. No time for that anyway, to go and cook as we would do in the centers. But then, just giving classes, lectures, I used to say, but this is too much. I should be doing all-round service. Baba says you must do all-round service. You must be an all-rounder. And here I'm restricted to only one type of service. And then this thought came in my mind. And one day Nirvair Bhai, I spoke to Nirvair Bhai because this was, making my stage go down. So I spoke to Nirvair Bhai. He said, in the center I used to do all type of service. Every all-rounder I was. Even looking to the accounts, expense of the center, the center in charge have to do that. And here, I am restricted only to giving classes and lectures and translations and, just in the classroom. And then Nirvair Bhai gave me a very beautiful idea. He said, when you were in school, how many subjects did you study? I said, maybe 8 or 10. Okay, when you came to college, how many subjects did you study? I said, just 4. Okay, when you came to your degree course, how many subjects did you study? I said, just 2 and then 1, When you go for higher studies, you don't have to study all the subjects. You go into mastery of 1. Okay, when you are doing research, suppose there's PhD research, how many subjects do you study? How many? Not even 1. Part of that 1. Just a part. Isn't Sanjay? What do you say? Part of that 1. And if you have to write your own thesis then? If you are doing research and you have to write your own thesis to get a PhD, what do you do? Did you hear the definition? Well, this is a definition. More and more of? More and more of less and less. Because you don't have to go into too many subjects, just into one subject, and more of less and less, and? Until you know everything about nothing. Did it make sense? Yes? But does it mean total confusion? Well, There's another joke of this type. The more you learn, the more you forget. Naturally. The more you read, you know, too much reading, how much can you remember? The more you know, the more you learn, the more you forget. The more you forget, the less you know. And the less you know, the less you forget. So why know anything? Why learn anything? The more you learn, the more you forget. The more you forget, the less you know. The less you know, the less you forget. So why know anything or why learn anything? That's also a joke, a similar joke. But then what, in a positive way, if we say, we can say that we go into the depth of one subject, mastery in one. Is better to be master of one or jack of all? What is better? So this is what Nivebhai asked me, because I had to restrict myself to only one subject, while in the center I was all rounder. I had so much, and my thinking was different. But here restricted, so he reminded me. Now go into the depth of just one subject. We have the subject of meditation. Go into that depth. But I said, should I not go into many details of different subjects too? He said, no need. If you become a master in one, then you will be invited for that one. You know, you become a master in one subject and you will be invited for that. I said, will I be staying only here? Will I not be going anywhere out? Because for 3 years, I did not go outside Madhuvan. 3 years, just busy here in one aspect of service, and just giving gyan, teaching, that's all, and nothing else. So the second thought came in my mind, will I not go outside and serve in the world? Will I be just staying here? And then one day Baba asked me a question, Avet Bap Dada. I've told this many times in my experience, that Baba asked me, which Ganges are you? I said, the Ganges of knowledge. Baba said, well, that everyone is, all the teachers are. You also are one of them, that's fine, but you are living in Madhuban. So what special Ganges are you? I said, I'm the flowing Ganges. Baba said, no, though flowing Ganges are those who live in centers. What Ganges are you? I didn't know of any other third Ganges. You know, just Gyan Ganga and the flowing Ganga, flowing Ganges. So Baba told me, you are a very special Ganges. You are the Ganges of Har Ki Pauri. Har Ki Pauri is a place in Haridwar. Haridwar, you have heard that place? Haridwar is a place which is at the bottom of the Himalayas. Where the Himalayas end. You know, from Haridwar you can see the Himalayas, the mountains. And the Ganges flows from the mountains and comes on the ground. So where at the ground it falls, the first piece of, river, that is called Har Ki Pauri. And the whole world comes there. Whole world. All the saints and sages and gurus and Mahamandaleshwars, you know, all those saints, they all come there and take a dip. The first dip is by them. And then the whole world comes to take a dip in that Ganges. And they say by taking a dip in that Ganges area, your sins will be absolved quicker. So, Baba told me, you are the Ganges of Har Ki Pauri, where the whole world comes. And they will take a dip in you. Isn't Baba's blessing to me? And you don't have to go out in the world. The whole world will come to you. So if the whole world is coming to you, then where else you have to go? Baba must have caught my thoughts, because I was thinking, Baba, will I not go out? Will I not go and serve in the world? Will I be just restricted only to one place? So Baba heard this. And he gave me the answer. And then another very beautiful blessing Baba gave me one day. He was giving me toli. And he held my hand very tight. with powerful drishti, Baba said, very beautifully Baba has used the words, Saraswati, the goddess of knowledge, is on your tongue. That means Saraswati, the goddess of knowledge, is on your tongue. It's a Hindi, very beautifully spoken in Hindi. Gyan ki veena bajane wali Saraswati tumhare zibaan par hai. And the thought came, Baba, such a great blessing. What do you want me to do? And after that, Baba gave me inspiration to serve through the television. I'll tell you later. I'll just be brief because 1 minute. Sister Lachhu was told by a few souls that they want to see Baba's things. You know, Baba, his things, his personal things. Do you like to see? Who asked? Who asked Lachhu Ben? Somebody. So I said, okay, you can come to the class at 12 o'clock and then maybe show Baba's personal things. You know, very interesting things, some toys and how Baba used to give knowledge through that. Who has seen it before? Few have. Okay, so she will come now maybe. And then, because Lachhu Ben, huh? No, diaries she won't show. No, other things. Diaries, that will take very long. But other things. Small, small items. I told her to come. I don't know where she is. She should come. Dekho zara. So I was just sharing that when Baba said this to me, that Saraswati, the goddess of knowledge, is on your tongue. So I said, what does it mean? What does Baba want me to do? But then two very interesting thoughts came in my mind. One thought was, Baba, if Saraswati is sitting on my tongue, that means I must speak only knowledge from my lips. This mouth should not utter anything else except Gyan, because Saraswati is the goddess of knowledge. And the second thought was that Baba has a great expectation in me. Baba has a great expectation. Now what does Baba want me to do? Maybe a very big service is to come for me. And very soon after that, there's an invitation from the ZTV. They wanted lectures from the Brahma Kumaris. And I was told, you know, Brother Karuna told Dadiji that if Shilu Ben can give lectures on meditation, on values, and the ZTV has invited Brahma Kumaris to give lectures for television. Immediately I felt this was Baba's blessing to me before this program came. And I went to Bombay and I was told 5 things not to say in my lecture. The first thing was, don't talk anything directly about God. No. Second, don't talk about your organization. Thirdly, don't talk about your guru. Don't talk about Bharat, praise of Bharat, because this talk will go in 60 countries. And fifthly, don't talk against anyone. Just talk on values. That's all. Before this, we never had this thought, because we used to give knowledge of soul, supreme soul, cycle, and that was what we would give in the course, no? But here these 5 things were mentioned. And we would talk about Brahma Baba, Shiv Baba, you know, here no mention I did not have to mention anything about this Shiv Baba or Brahma Kumaris or our aim and objective, nothing. No concept of organization, just talk for the benefit of humanity. Nothing to propagate your organization. I said, okay, so what would you like me to talk on? He said, values, anything. So I said, okay, I will talk on peace. And they told me, talk for 25 minutes, just one subject. So what should I talk on? Okay, I said, peace. And let me tell you, I was not at all prepared. I went to Bombay. We didn't have any studios here. This was 1992. I was not prepared for anything. I said, Baba, whatever you want me to do, I'll do. So they took me to the studio and I had just one thought, I will talk about peace. What I'm going to talk about, I don't know. I wasn't prepared. I had nothing in writing. And let me tell you, it was like a miracle. I started, I told Baba, you have to speak. You have said that Saraswati is on my tongue. And therefore you have to do this job. I don't know anything. And I just remembered Baba. And I really don't know how that miracle happened. What I spoke, I don't know. For 25 minutes, I spoke about peace. And today if you tell me to speak, I may not be able to speak in that way. Without mentioning those 5 points which he emphasized on, that I shouldn't speak on them. And I just spoke in general. And the person who was listening to the speech liked it very much. And he told me, see, the big camera was in front of me and no audience. He said, don't think about the audience. Just think that the whole world is watching you. This lens of this camera has millions of eyes. Think in that way. So millions of eyes are watching you through this lens. Keep that vision. And just speak to the lens. And the millions of eyes inside that lens. That was what I was told. And I said, okay Baba, I'm only an instrument and these millions of eyes are watching me through the lens. And Baba, you are giving me that strength. And I spoke. And he said, 1 minute before you are to end, I will do like this, three. That means wind up in 3 minutes. Then 2 minutes, then 1 minute, and then I'll do like this. That means zero. That means finish. And you have to finish. You should not even take 2 seconds more. Well, which was my first trial. But it went a great success. And the person was so happy, he said, I didn't have to edit. And that the director was watching me. And he was so happy, he said, okay, tomorrow come for another lecture. And the next day I had some time to prepare. But let me tell you, that first lecture was the best one, without preparation, because it was all by Baba. Anyway, what I'm trying to say to you, that how the ZTV did the great wonder, because that lecture went in 60 countries. And how people came to know, and of course Brahma Kumaris was not mentioned, but then they saw this badge, Om Shanti, and Lakshmi Narayan, that they didn't mind, the sari they didn't mind, so of course many must have come to know. But then later on, we got invitation from other TV channels, because more TV channels started. ZTV was the first channel, channel of Asia, in which our lectures went, and of course others started, and now of course Baba's message has gone to the whole world through this TV. So what I'm trying to say is that how Baba worked, because Baba gave me that blessing, and through that blessing, how Baba's service spread. But then I had only one thought, I'm not seeing anyone else, I'm just seeing Baba. Baba and the whole world in front of me without seeing any individuals. This is like doing world service. Sitting in one place. And there's only after that Baba's Murli came about serving through the mind. Sitting in one place and serving the world through the mind. Sitting on top of the globe and giving light and might to the world. That is serving to the mind. Without any selfish motive, in an altruistic way, just the thought of only giving and giving and giving. So, now when Baba speaks about these things, we understand that we can do all the 4 types of service at the same time. Serving the self, serving the world, going out into the world also, Of course, I did go out after 3 years. I remember I did go out, and then whilst living in Madhuban, with Madhuban as base, Dadiji has sent me all over the world. I visited all the 5 continents, been to at least over 70, 80 countries. Every year Dadiji sends me somewhere or the other. This year I had the privilege of going to Central and South America. Of course, never the desire of my own. You know, many think, maybe, did you have a desire to go? I said, no, never. It was actually the invitation without my intention. I never said it. But then Baba sends. I remember when I was in Laukik world, and I was studying in school, for 20 years, till I completed my studies, till I surrendered to Baba, I had never been out. Never. Maybe just once or twice to Madhuban, or once or twice somewhere else. Never visited any other city, or never even gone to Delhi, or I was living in Bombay. But never had a thought that I want to travel. But I still remember that how in the year 1967, my family, my Laukiks, they wanted me to go for medicine. And I asked Baba, Brahma Baba, Sakar Baba was there in 67, Baba, what should I do? My family wants me to become a doctor. And Baba wrote a letter back to me. He replied to my letter, "The child, Baba has great hopes in you and Baba wants you to become a spiritual doctor and serve the world." I didn't know how I would serve the world. But then Baba told me to become a spiritual doctor, means don't go for medicine. Though Baba didn't say directly. So Sakar Baba also gave me so many blessings. At that time I didn't realize. When I first met Baba, I came to Madhuban in 1960. I was studying in English medium school in Bombay. So when I came to Madhuban in 1960, my teacher, my center in charge, she taught me a poetry in English. I was only 12 years old at that time, in 1960. So, 11 or 12 years. She taught me a poetry which I got from somewhere, I don't know, that sister gave me. And I studied that poetry, I learnt it by heart, memorized it, and I recited that poetry in front of Baba, with action, you know. And Baba liked it very much. And Baba said, "Oh, you speak very good English." Baba said, "Baba will send you abroad." Remember, 1960, Baba told me, I was only 12 years old. Baba said, "Baba will send you abroad for world service." How did Baba think of it? But at that time I said, world service? How will I do world service? I don't think I will do. Because I was not aware of what world service was. In 1967, because I did not want to go for medicine, my aunt, who had adopted me, she wanted me to go to America to go for higher studies, because my lucky cousin brother was in America and he was inviting me. I said, "I don't want to go to America. America is Maya. Too much Maya in America. I don't want to go." So I didn't want to study. Baba wanted me to become a spiritual doctor. I didn't want to study. So my aunt took me to an astrologer, family astrologer. And she told that family astrologer that this girl, I was only 18 at that time, 17, 18. And this girl is so stupid. Because my aunt was very upset with me. That why am I not going to America? Why am I not studying? Why am I don't want to become a doctor? Why I want to just surrender and become a Brahma Kumari? She was not happy about it. So she took me to the astrologer to make me understand that how I should make my life for the future. So that astrologer, he looked at my hand. And my aunt is complaining to him about me, that this girl is stupid, you know, like this, she's not understanding, she's not listening. And he's saying, and she told him, "We are telling her, go for higher studies, get some degree, you know, become a doctor." And then that astrologer is saying, "She is going to get many degrees. She is going to get many degrees. And I'm saying, yes, why not master ocean of knowledge, master ocean of peace? These are the degrees, no? Aren't these the degrees? Baba tells us they are your titles. So titles means they are degrees, no? Which we get in college, we get those degrees. MA and BA and so master ocean of knowledge, master this, master this. So I'm telling, and I'm smiling. And my the astrologer is telling Dadi, my aunt, that she will get many degrees. Then, because my aunt was saying, get married otherwise. And I said, I don't want to get married. So my aunt is complaining to the astrologer, this girl not listening, we are telling, okay, get married. And he's looking at my palm and says, her husband is going to give her lots of happiness. I said, yes, why not? My beloved, my supreme husband, God, he's going to surely give me a lot of happiness. And so I kept quiet and smiling, and he is praising me. And then she said, my son, means my aunt's son, my cousin, he is inviting her to America, but she's not listening. And he looked at my hand and said, she will go to America many times. She will go abroad several times. And her line of travel is very sharp. She will surely travel abroad. And don't worry, she has a very bright future. And my aunt is looking at me, staring at me, because I'm saying, Maya, Maya, America is Maya. And then after that, I was only 17 or 18 at that time. Then he said that at the age of 25, she will travel abroad. She will travel abroad and not only bring a good name to you, but she will bring a good name to the family, to the whole world, to God. You know, he started praising and praising and praising, and my aunt is staring at me that she's so stupid. Maybe that's what she thought. But Baba was giving me the inspiration that how you will do world service. Baba had given me that blessing. And the astrologer also said the same thing. And truly, exactly at the age of 25, I went to Africa. We got an invitation and we went to Africa and started center there. I was 2 years in Africa and Mauritius. Then I came to 76 to Madhuban, and since then Baba put me here, but then sent me to the whole world, and the whole world comes here. So that's why the whole world is here, and Baba has given me the lucky chance to serve the world here as well as everywhere. So I end here. So this is the way we can do four types of service. Self-service, world service, service to the mind, and yajna service. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. So, I invite Sister Lachu. Those who have already seen these things, it's up to them if they like to go. But then, Sister Lachu, she was Baba's Brahmini. You know, she used to look after Baba, you know, cook for Baba, feed Baba, Baba's clothes, and also everything. And she has many specialities. She is very accurate in everything, and Baba liked her accuracy a great deal. And so some were requesting her. Some of Baba's belongings we still have, though Baba left the body when 1969, Namias, 36 years ago. But some of the things are here. So we always ask Lachu Dadi, because she used to maintain them, preserve them, keep them, look after them. Huh? Relics, they are relics. Baba used to play games. Of course, Baba's clothes and all we had, but then they must have been given away. So, because I'll first explain and then you can come in a line and then, you know, see everything and then take them. Yeah. No, you have to come closer to see through the magnifying glass. See, this also you can come and see. This is Baba's handwriting. The red letters. The Baba used to write letters. So he used to write on this type of paper. Of course now it's become very old. And then Baba's handwriting was very, very big. Because Baba never wore glasses. He never wore glasses, even for reading or writing. And, but Baba used to write, you know, big letters. And Ishu Dadi, you know, who is with Dadiji, she used to write in small letters. Baba, she used to understand Baba's language, his handwriting. And then Baba, she used to write below Baba's handwriting. And that's how everybody could read. But this is Sindhi language, Sindhi. And the writing is not from here, but from here. From language is Hindi, but writing is Sindhi. Script is Sindhi. So writing from the right, not from the left. English is from the left to right, no? Hindi is also from left to right, but this is from right to left. Urdu, Persian is all from the right to left. And so you can come and have a look afterwards. And this is the pen Baba used. Yeah, this is a special pen. Very big, marker pen like. So Baba used to use this. Yeah, you know, before Baba used to write with a pencil. And, but then Baba had to sharpen the pencil again and again. So somebody said, Baba, I can send you a pen and you don't have to sharpen this anytime because this is like a chalk, like, you know, like a pen and it'll finish. Then you can put another one inside. You don't have to sharpen it. So, actually, nikal ke dikha do na. Dikha do na, nikal ke. Dikha do na. Koi baat nahi. Dikhao na. So it was...
Abhi fix hua pada hai. Fix hua pada hai. Woh yani padna hai niche se press
karenge. Haan, niche se press karenge.
Hai hi thora.
So if you pray... So, you know, you could... And then you didn't have to sharpen it. Baba liked this type of pen. So it was easy.
Moti pencil or... Iti usko chak usko...
Yeah. Yeah, so... So just press it and then it will go in.
Usko banana nahi. Bas bas bas.
Jo kashish. And she's a caretaker, no? So somebody sent this to Baba. This is made of silver, with Shiv Baba written on it. Trimurti Shiv Baba. So this was special box for Baba. And Baba sometimes tells in the Murlis about Lakshma, about Ram, Sita and Ravan. So this is that picture. This is that, a toy. Now this is Ram and this is Ravan. So you have to come closer to see it. Now, and this is Sita. Inside is Sita. Later on when you can come yourself and see. So, when Ram is in front of Sita, she faces Ram. But when Ravan is brought, she turns. She goes away. It's like magnet, you know. North pole and south pole. So if the, so this must be north and this must be south something. So the north, this attracts. When Ram comes, Sita is, faces towards Ram. But then when Ravan comes, she turns her face. You can look at it, move it yourself, you'll come to know how it's turning. Immediately when Ram comes or when Ravan comes, see, immediately it's turning. You know, it's inside. You can come and have a look. And then these are Baba's slippers, you know. Baba used to wear this. Baba used to wear only wooden slippers. Yeah. Oh, these are sandalwood, made of sandalwood. Very special. So, somebody must have brought to Baba. So, personal belongings. Yeah, somebody gave this to Baba on a rice grain. Somebody has written, Bap Dada. Bap Dada on a grain of rice. So, you have to see through microscope, through this lens. through this magnifying glass. You can see it. You can read it. Bap Dada. Yeah, main batati hu.
Iska dhakkan hai yahan pe.
So now, you know, sometimes Baba speaks about these Russian dolls. How one doll in the other, and you open one, the other doll inside, another doll inside, another doll inside. So how the doll inside the doll? This is similar. This is an elephant, and in this one elephant, 100 elephants, little elephants. So before we used to take out, but now she has put all the 100 elephants in this. So you know, the one smaller than this, then one smaller than that, then smaller than that. Ultimately, such a tiny little elephant. This is made of ivory, real ivory. Elephant's tusk, ivory. So, yeah, you can see through a microscope. She is so accurate, you know. Okay. Then, you know, Baba's personal assistants were the Ishu Dadi, Lachu Dadi, and Didi. They were three. So Didi was like very close to Baba, no? She was the administrative head. Baba never became the administrative head. So after Mama, Didi was the administrator, Didi Manamohini. So if Baba wanted to call them, so ye kya hai, batao, idhar chodo na. Ek siti kiske liye? Lachu ke liye. Ek siti aapke liye. Do siti Ishu Dadi ke liye. So if it would be one whistle means for Lachu Dadi. So call for Lachu Dadi. So one whistle. Then Baba would do two whistles for Ishu Dadi. So two whistles means Ishu Dadi was called. Then three whistles means Didi was called. It was like that. Understand? She will do better. That means Ishu Dadi. There were no telephones. No intercoms, nothing, no? So, but then Baba's room was here, where Baba's room is, and Mama's room was next door, which is now Dadi's sitting room, no? So that was... Kiska bajra? So, and after Mama left the body, that was Didi's room. And also Ishu Dadi used to... Ishu Dadi's office, which is now... You know the office there? You know the office, no? When you go inside the old house, that was the old building. During Baba's time, it was just that old building and just a history hall. And this Hawaii Mahal, this building, and a few. This meditation hall wasn't there during Baba's time. Meditation hall was inaugurated in 74. Started construction in 73. This. And this is all a big rock. You know, you can see this big rock. So all this was a big rock. And Baba wanted, you know, ye kya Baba chahte ki train ho?
Ye thalla tha.
Nahi, nahi, Baba kya chahte the ki ya kya bane?
Main aisa makan banau jo samne train khadi hui dikhai.
Yeah, Baba had a plan that Baba wanted the house, a big building built, so that it could be formed in the form of a train. A train, an engine. So Baba said it should be in the form of a engine and the smoke coming out, something like that, something interesting, you know, something like artistic. Baba had, he had this in his mind. Then afterwards, of course, not during Baba's time, after Baba left the body, with this the construction was done of a hall and underneath some offices, you know, that was made. And this rock remained because it's too hard. The rock of Mount Abu is very hard. This granite rock. Granite. Very, very strong rock. So one whistle, two whistle, three whistles.
Gita.
And this is a small Gita. So small. Whole Gita in one locket, Baba sometimes says, no? They have Bible, Gita, Quran like this. So this is the Gita. Inside, this is in Sanskrit, not in Hindi.
Sanskrit.
Yeah, it is in Sanskrit. So the wordings, but they are so clear, you know. Though so tiny, but then so clear. You can still, it is, must be so old, nearly 100 years old. There are a few pictures also inside.
इसलिए मैं तो इसको हाथ में नहीं देती हूँ।
अरे
तो देखो हट जाते
हैं नहीं मेरे हाथ हाँ या यू कैन सी द पिक्चर्स थ्रू द मैग्नीफाइंग ग्लास अर्जुना एंड कृष्णा यू नो लाइक दैट ठीक है ओके नेक्स्ट एंड शो दिस हाँ आएंगे ना खाली पहले दिखाओ ना
ये तो
डायरी है दिस वाज बाबा'स डायरी बाबा यूज टू राइट हिज डायरी फ्रॉम द ईयर ये 1935 की डायरी है ना इस पर बिछा चौपड़ दिस इज अ स्पेशल गेम पहले दिखाओ तो सही पहले दिखाओ ना ऐसे नहीं नहीं ऐसे दिखाओ अरे एक सेकंड में दिखाओ ना खाली फिर नीचे डालना ना अच्छा ओके 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 या शो लाइक दिस नाउ दिस इज एक्चुअली अ गेम एंड देयर आर द डाइस दिस इज अ गेम विच द किंग्स यूज टू प्ले किंग्स इन द महाभारत दे शो दिस गेम बीइंग प्लेड बाय द कौरवास एंड पांडवास एंड दे हैव टू डाइस वो डाइस दिखाओ वो दो डाइस थ्री एक्चुअली जैसे पौ बारह मीन्स इफ सिक्स सिक्स इफ फोर फोर कम पौ बारह मीन्स ना सिक्स टू सिक्स वन नहीं नहीं टू सिक्स तो बारह हो गया ना अच्छा पौ माना एक अच्छा अच्छा सो थ्री डाइस मीन्स इफ इन टू डाइस इट इज सिक्स सिक्स सो ट्वेल्व एंड वन If that means a person who gets these three on the top, that one will win. So this is a story in the Mahabharata that when the Pandavas and the Kauravas, you know, were playing, how the Kauravas are winning all the time because Shakuni, he was there, he was uncle, you know. So he was very clever. How he used to just make the Pandavas. You know, just lose the attention and he would just change it. Every time the Kauravas played, it would be 12, 13. Match fixing, whatever you may call it. And they would win and the Pandavas would lose. Ultimately, they lost everything, even Draupadi, even their kingdom, even whatever they had. So this is Pau Bara. So Baba used to play with the children and that's how the game is. It's called Chaupar. It's a king's game, a kingly game. Chaupad. 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 And the ones from this end had to reach that end and the ones from that end had to reach this end. It's just like chess. Similar to chess. Yes. So now how much is this? 5, 6, 7, 8.
5, so double chalega. डबल चलेगी दो होगा तो चार डबल चलेगा ये भी डबल चलेगी
दो कट्ठी टू टुगेदर इफ मो कम्स एंड द टू गो टुगेदर सो क्विकर समथिंग लाइक दैट यू हैव टू गो राउंड एंड राउंड एंड राउंड एंड राउंड एंड देन इट्स लाइक लूडो लिटिल डिफरेंट फ्रॉम लूडो अपने घर में वापस जाने का It must go back to its own home. It must go back to its own home. It's not like chess. Chess, you go to the other end. But this must go to your own home. So the more you have, the quicker you can go to your own home. And if you are in the cross, then nobody can kill you. But if you are not in the cross, the other one can kill you and take away your dice. So if double is there, then only double can kill double. It's like the kings killing each other, the war. Something like that. So that's the game. So these are small things. Baba loved to play. You know, suddenly see, when children used to come to Madhuban, how to spend the time? Murli and daytime, okay, blessing here, Brahma Bhojan playing. And sometimes Baba used to play badminton. Baba used to play cricket. You know, that power, the Tower of Peace was a cricket ground for Baba. And there was nothing that side. It was all empty space. So Baba used to play it with the children there. Baba spoke in one Avyakt Murli. You know how Baba used to write the diary? And in that diary he wrote that how the mind is the minister and the intellect and the sanskars. So this is 1932. Even before the yagya. When Baba had his guru. At that time, how he used to tell his mind that, oh mind, why are you so naughty? Why do you run here and there? The king, the soul is the king. The soul is the king. And the soul is telling its minister, the mind. Oh mind, I want to have a private conference with you. And the morning time is the best time for that. And mind, the minister says, oh yes sir, I am ready, Lord, I am ready. But I see something fishy, you know, why you are saying that? I find that your habits have changed gradually. I find something fishy happening. You are trying to suppress me. The mind is telling the soul. But I'm ready. Okay, whatever you want to tell me, I'm ready to listen in the morning. Okay, never mind. Tomorrow morning when you come, we will discuss. We will see to it. Then the next day he writes again. The king soul says, oh my minister, oh brother mind. You have been my minister, but for long you have interfered in my work. See, you saw that I was in confusion, I was not on the right track, so what you did, you took my other ministers with me and made them belong to you. You made a group of yours. And which other group members you took of mine? Whom did you take to attack me? You took the, you know, you took the minister. You did not minister, but you. Not supervisor. No, in the army you have the captain, you have the colonel. So that colonel means the sex lust. Then commissioner, anger. So you took anger, you took greed, you took attachment. Greed, attachment. You took their support to attack me. So lust, anger, greed, attachment. Enkar. So you took all these five, soldiers, and you wanted to attack me. And you have tried to rule over my land. The soul is telling the mind, you tried to rule over my land. And you caught hold of me and trapped me inside and made me dance. Oh my minister mind, listen to me what I'm trying to tell you. A few days ago I went to another king. And that king told me, beware, because your minister is very bad. He is trying to attack you, he is trying to conquer you, and you are sleeping in the slumber of ignorance. And you are actually being like, they are trying to kick you out of your kingdom, maybe push you out and you will be drawn, you will be driven out.
तेरा वजीर बड़ा बेईमान दिखता
एंड योर मिनिस्टर इज वेरी कनिंग द किंग हैज टोल्ड मी
जो अमलदारों के साथ मिला हुआ तेरे ऊपर अपना दबाव रख के तेरा राज चला है
एंड ही हैज टेकन होल्ड ऑफ द आर्मी and and they will attack you and like a whole make a coup attack you and take away your kingdom
aur tune apna jo bada shehnsha parmatma hai jisne apan ko laik samajh ke apne ko badshah bana ke bhej diya hai aur hukum kiya tha khabardar tum humko bhul nahi jana
so the king above you the king of kings above you he sent you here to rule but he told you that do not forget me means god told you to not forget me but you have forgotten
achhi tarah se raj chalate mere paas aaye
and after ruling you have to come back to me that's what my higher king has told me
aur rajdhani mein rehkar acha fayda nikal ke mere paas aaoge छोटे बादशाह आत्मा से बड़ा बादशाह परमात्मा बना दूंगा
बिकॉज ही हैड द नॉलेज नो आत्मा सो परमात्मा सोल बिकम्स गॉड सो लिटिल किंग बिकम्स अ बिग किंग सो दैट बिग किंग टोल्ड मी दैट इफ यू रूल प्रॉपरली इन द वर्ल्ड देन आई विल कॉल यू बैक एंड मेक यू द बिग किंग फ्रॉम सोल यू विल बिकम सुप्रीम सोल बिकॉज बाबा गॉट दैट नॉलेज फ्रॉम दिस गुरुज नो बट इज ऑलवेज इन सर्च वॉट इज द ट्रूथ हु इज गॉड and how to control the mind how to become pure so he had these thoughts even before Shiva Baba entered his body
yani jaise samudra se nikla hua lehar ko apne saath fir samudra mein mila lunga
just like a wave going and merging back into the ocean similarly god has told me that I will merge you back into me you know like a soul merging in god
aur jo imandari se raj nahi chalaunge तो तुमको नीचे गिराकर जैसा तुम कर्म करोगे ऐसे दर्जे के जन्म में
एंड गॉड हैज टोल्ड मी दैट इफ यू आर नॉट ऑनेस्ट इन द वर्ल्ड देन यू विल बी इवन डिग्रेडेड फर्दर एंड यू विल गोइंग टू हेल एंड यू विल गेट द पनिशमेंट ऑफ हेल सो दिस इज व्हाट द किंग इज टेलिंग द माइंड द मिनिस्टर सो यू हैव ट्राइड टू यू नो डिसीव मी यू हैव बिट्रेड मी यू हैव डन दिस टू मी and what my lord has told me I must now listen to that one I won't listen to you anymore so this is what this is how baba used to write this diary okay oh shanti and baba used to write in gurmukhi language also gurmukhi that's a punjabi language punjabi and urdu because at that time that was hindi was not much used Because Baba was living in Sindh, no? So in Sindh, Punjab's effect was there. So Urdu and Punjabi.
Sindhi don't have their own script.
Yeah, Sindhi there's no script. It's Urdu script, Arabic language. Okay. No. This is before knowledge. This is before 1932. Baba, Shiva Baba came in 1936. So this is 32. So Baba prepared his chariot, no, beforehand. So Baba had many questions. He was always in search. No, not that. You know how old she is? How old? She came to Baba when she was 6 years old. So she is 76. 76. How old are you? She was the smallest one in the yagya. 6 years. Smallest in age and smallest in size also. And Baba gave her permission to wear this dress. Because she was so active, you know, very active. So Baba, and she used to look after Baba and running here, running. So till this age, I mean at this age too, she has no physical ailment. She's so strong, so active, she can run faster than any young one also. Chalo, miss, thank you. You can now, you know, but then you'll have to come in a line if you want to see. See, as you can have a look at this. 1 minute. See, turn. Yeah. So when Ram is there, it is like this. Now when Ravan comes, it turns. Turn again. फिर से करो, फिर से. See. This is Ram. This is Ram. So this is her face. And when Ravan comes, she turns again. She turns. See, he's gone back. The face is that side.
Pen बराबर बंद
नहीं है. ये pen बंद नहीं किया है.
नहीं, वो ठहरो, मैं करेंगे.
करें. Diary. She's so concerned. Yeah. Yeah, please, those who are finished can leave. Huh? This is Bap Dada. I'm working on a. On a. You can't read, no, it's Sanskrit. You know? Okay, later, wait, wait. There's Bap Dada written on rice grain.
Bap Dada.
Somebody presented to Baba. We see this in a museum. Yeah. ये ऐसे लिखते थे बाबा, ऐसे ऐसे, लाइक दिस, लाइक दिस. यस, सो 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 फाइन द कार्विंग वॉज. या यू टर्न दिस, दिस इज रावण, रावण एंड द फेस गोज बिहाइंड. This is her handwriting.
Oh, yeah. Such a Baba.
No, no. Yeah, from this she has written in this. Her handwriting is so good, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I
wrote. Very neat handwriting. See her handwriting, so good.
Like
pearls.
Just like
Cindy, her handwriting.
Arabic is also.
She learnt it in Baba's school, in the school with Baba opened.
There are 100.
100.
Box for the Gita.
Oh, कहाँ गया? कौन ले गया?
I see the rice.